Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hey Miles.
How are you feeling?
I feel better.
You know, I was listening to some past shows.
Yeah?
And like every show starts off with you complaining with some physical ailment.
I don't think that's true.
Go back like in the last month and you will hear like every show is like, oh, my dingleberries, You've got, like, some kind of ailment.
My dingleberries.
I don't know, like, your back, your nose.
My back hurt last week. Yeah, I think it was last week.
Go back. Every show, man.
Well, I won't talk about it then. Hey. Don't give me about all the aches and pains, mister.
I don't start the show off like that. Like, I hit my knee.
I'm so raw, I can barely walk.
Man. Just seeing how you're doing.
Will you ask?
I guess. Like every show, though, it's like complaint film, you know?
Okay, well.
Are you okay this week?
I'm fine. I feel great.
All right.
Feel fabulous.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I forgot what I was going to talk about. You get all on me here.
What are you going to talk about?
Well, I was going to complain that our, actually I was going to complain and something good and bad all at the same time. I don't know. Anyway, let me get to it. So our staticradio.net domain rolled over, and so I had to get that, you know, renewed.
Right.
So I renewed it, I thought, but then I didn't, and so it's been down, like, for the whole week because they didn't. I don't know what's going on, but there's just, you know, I say, yeah, I'll renew that, you know, and then they're like, okay, and then I get a bill, and I'm like, well, I thought I already paid this. Well, no, you didn't say, you know.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure that all out. So then they take off the website, right? They don't let people go there.
Right.
So then I got it back going again, and now it's just all screwed. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh,
it's kind of aggravating. But the positive note is...
Yeah.
That we've outlasted another website again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, humor.com has ceased to exist in its old form, which we were a part of.
Right.
For, gosh, like almost 2.5 years or something?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. Now it's just another one of those stupid search areas.
Right.
So it's pretty much a waste, so don't go there anymore.
Right.
But we used to be on that, you know, as content, and so we're not anymore. They don't have content anymore, they're just a little search site.
Oh, man.
So essentially the web's going to come down to everybody else being a search site to not find us, I think, is what will happen.
Oh, man.
But we've outlasted humor.com, we outlasted real comedy, we've outlasted hundreds and hundreds of other sites.
Right.
And I don't know why, but we
Because we rule.
I guess longevity, we got that.
Yeah.
You know. But what I was going to talk about tonight was that in Missouri, I don't know if folks are familiar. They probably haven't heard of the news because it wasn't about a celebrity or anything. But in Missouri, they passed a law that you can carry a concealed weapon. Right?
Okay.
Like anybody, I guess. I didn't read the law, but...
Right.
Well, I don't live in Missouri anymore, but I work over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, everybody's, you know, everybody's freaking out about this whole concealed weapon thing.
Right.
Which is it's totally idiotic, really. And
right.
I don't like to get on the political side of things, but I just got to tell you, when people are so stupid that they can't even, you know, I can't even hardly bear to think about it. So they had a court order that said they couldn't pass in the law. That you could carry a concealed weapon in Missouri. And now evidently that's been overruled or whatever, right?
Right.
So I get done working one day and I come out and on the front door it says no guns. And there's a picture of a gun with a little red thing through it.
Right.
And I was laughing out to my car. I was thinking, who thinks that this does anything?
Yeah.
Any more than what the people at concealed gun law does anything. I'm like, what kind of society do we live in where people can fool themselves into thinking that laws and signs have any effect on anybody's behavior?
Right.
I mean, come on. It is so ludicrous to think, you know, well, I guess tomorrow I can't bring my gun into work. They put up a sign. God damn it.
Do you feel you need to bring a gun to work?
No, I don't, but see, that's the point. The point is that the person who's going to bring a gun to work is not really going to stop if there's a sign.
Right.
And they're not really going to start if there's a law that says you can have a concealed weapon. I mean, it just doesn't work like that.
Right.
The day that law went into effect, the group of people who were already concealing their weapons had already done it because it's concealed, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
What's the point?
What is the point?
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking, you know, I'm not pro-gun or anything.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. It makes absolutely no... It's just... We're spinning out of control through the universe. You got to put up signs? You think people are going to obey the signs?
And the signs, see? People would send me automatics.
Yeah, it was... I just wanted to, you know... I wanted to rip down the sign and stuff it up whoever's ass put it up there, saying, okay, where's the sign that says I don't stuff no gun signs up your ass? I mean, you got to tell me everything in advance before I do it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so ludicrous.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. It makes me mad, really.
Yeah. Wow.
It's, you know.
You're turning into Andy Rooney or something.
Oh, maybe I'm not Andy Rooney because, you know, maybe he talks about something else, but...
Did you ever notice all the signs?
You ever obey the sign that says no guns?
No guns?
No guns. You know, what's, you know, next?
Yeah.
No eating, you know, no smoking in your office. Now, come on. Come. Unless you're in a cube where everybody can see you, you're probably going to smoke in your office anyway.
Right.
The only reason you comply is for the betterment of people, or you say, okay, I can understand that.
Right.
The same reason you comply with the gun thing or with the concealed thing. It's just stupid. I mean, really. And I'm just tired. I just saw that, and I was thinking, you know.
Yeah.
This is just as if that's one more thing, you know. Oh, hey, well, he came in with a gun, and we clearly have a sign out on the door. This is no guns.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they'll turn to the guy, you know, who shot five people. Sir, did you happen to notice the sign that said no guns? Well, no, because, like, I was really mad, and I came in through the window, and so I didn't see that sign. No,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just stupid. I just was so... At first, I thought it was really funny, and I was really kind of angry because it's just... What a waste, you know?
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
So, I guess the point of it is the fact that don't bother putting a sign up, you know what I mean?
What good's it going to do?
Unless you can do something about it.
Right.
Don't. Now, I will tell you a sign that's useful, because I've experienced this. Tollway zone, very useful sign. You know why?
What?
Because if you park there, somebody calls up the wrecker, and they tow your ass away, and it's happened to me. Very useful sign. You want to know why? Because they can take action.
Right.
The no gun sign, I don't know, there's nobody frisking you at the door.
Yeah.
Then that would be a good sign, you know, no guns. Hey, I better go put my gun back in the car.
Well, who's going to take the gun away from the guy?
Nobody right now. I mean, nobody.
There's no, say, hey.
There's nothing. There's nothing to prevent them from bringing the gun on other than the sign.
Yeah.
And so if you're not going to back it up with something like a tow truck,
yeah,
then just forget about it, really.
That is weird.
No, it's not. It's stupid is what
it's
it is.
Stupid.
It's very stupid.
I mean, but it's weird stupid. You know what I'm saying?
You know, put a sign on the building when it was built and in honor of some people. That sounds good. Great.
Yeah.
You know. Don't put no guns if you're not going to do anything about it. It's just stupid. I mean... If somebody brought a gun into the building and did something with the gun, they're not going to have any more remorse than they're going to have, you know, oh, geez, if I saw that sign, I wouldn't have killed those people. You know, I didn't understand. I thought, you know, I'm dyslexic, and I thought it said no GNUs. And so, and I don't understand pictograms, and so I thought maybe this is like a wildlife refuge. I mean, what's really going to happen, please?
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, I'm a little aggravated.
Well, a lot of food for thought. Yeah.
So just, I want to, if I can speak to the people who might be listening, because we do get some people who are, they come up on the K through 12 range.
Right.
If you ever go a whole public office, and I should speak to Brad Cole, right, our Carbondale mayor.
Yeah.
Don't make stupid laws that you can't enforce. I mean, there's no,
right.
It's pointless, really.
Right.
It's very pointless. You could talk about, you could have campaigns to tell people that guns are bad.
Right.
Or that you really shouldn't kill people. That sounds good to me. But don't put up useless signs, you know, that you aren't going to enforce.
Yeah.
That you can't enforce.
Right.
That you have no way to enforce.
Right.
That's just stupid. Don't waste your time or everybody else's time looking at a dumb sign like that. It was even laminated, so, you know, somebody took a lot of care.
Yeah.
They got a nice clip art of 9mm.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Jesus. So what's going on with you? Do you carry a weapon?
What?
Do you carry a weapon?
No, I wish I would have had one this weekend, though.
Okay.
Actually.
Well, there you go.
I would have liked to have shot a few people. No, just kidding. No, I don't. My wife has some relations, you know.
Do they carry guns?
Huh?
Do they carry guns?
No, these people are like in their early 20s.
Okay.
And here in Iowa, there's a tradition called corning.
Okay.
Where people will take like field corn and like, you know, shuck it and get the little pieces of corn. And
kernels?
The kernel, yeah, kernels, yeah. And, like, they'll throw it against your house.
Okay. And what's the point of this?
I don't know. This is some kind of weird back-ass tradition or something.
So then does corn grow in the cracks of your sidewalk or what?
No. But my wife gave these people the okay to do it.
Now, wait a minute. This gets back to my sign. You got to get the okay to do something like that. I mean,
yeah.
What's the point?
Well, these are like relatives of hers.
Can we come over and throw some corn at your house or something?
Yeah.
As long as you don't have any guns.
No, I was like trying to sleep. It was like midnight. My wife wakes me up. She goes, we're getting corned. We're getting corned at midnight.
You're like, but I still got my pants on.
Yeah, I know. What's that about? You know, I didn't thought it was some kind of weird thing. Yeah.
I thought this was supposed to be fun.
Right?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, okay, that's the end of it. That's the end of it, and these people had their fun, and that was the end of it.
I don't feel moist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So, okay, that's the end. So, the next morning I get up.
Yeah.
And I got up early. I was going to, you know, do some stuff.
Okay.
And these people were not satisfied with the corning.
Okay.
They had also gone to the store and picked up about four heavy-duty rolls of, like, saran wrap, and saran wrap my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now my whole car is, like, looks like it's got, like, a big condom on it. And they've dumped, like, more corn on top of the car.
Uh-huh.
So now I've got to clean it up.
Okay.
And I should have took a picture of this thing. I didn't, you know. But
no, you should have.
I know, I should have. And, like, my neighbor's walking out, you know, my Korean neighbor. He's like, you know, oh, what happened? You know, like, I'm like, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. And later on, like, his wife walked out. I could see, like, she was speaking to him. And I'm sure he was probably like, don't ask, you know.
So he was looking around at your car, and you didn't explain to him?
No, I thought it would take too long to explain that it was just a joke.
He said, oh, it's kind of like ricing in my country.
Yeah. Right? Do they have that?
I don't know.
Why do they throw corn at people's house? I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
Explain, do they do that down in southern Illinois?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, you're kind of like originally from like
Illinois.
State Illinois.
Yeah, no, we didn't do anything like that. I mean,
and I'm originally from northern Illinois. I know the hell they didn't do it up there.
We did egg people's houses.
Yeah, I heard that.
But we wouldn't, you know.
We used to egg cars.
Yeah, egg cars driving by
or whatever. I was kind of a lookout. I never actually did it. But
no, not... there you go. Soap in people's houses, throwing TP.
Yeah, right?
The corn thing I don't get. I mean, they must have a lot of it.
Explain to me what excitement there is throwing kernels of corn at someone's house. I don't get that.
Maybe it's the fun they have doing it.
I don't know.
Because it really isn't damaging, right?
But I'm trying to... Why would my wife give the okay to do this, though?
Well, she probably did it.
I guess? Right?
Yeah?
I don't know. I was like, what... You don't give... I don't know. You just don't give the okay to do something like that. You don't.
So, did you have to clean up the corn or what?
Yeah, I was picking it up today with my kids. I put my kids to work, so we're going to pick up every damn kernel of corn out here.
So what'd you do with it?
Throw it by the tree for the squirrels.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know.
I think I would have just swept it off the step there and let the squirrels eat it there.
You think?
Yeah.
No, I put it by the tree.
You didn't give it to your neighbor, did you, for his chickens?
No. I think he was all weirded out. I haven't seen him since. So he's all...
They wrapped his car in saran wrap.
I'm not... Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was like these extra heavy-duty rolls. You know?
Oh, boy. Like some kind of industrial thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they said had I left my car unlocked, they were going to roll down the windows and, like, do it inside the car, too.
Wrap it up or put corn in there?
Yeah.
I could see, like, whole stocks of corn. But no, not just the kernels.
I know.
Sounds like too much work to me.
I don't know, man. I don't
get
it.
I could see people throwing canned corn at your house.
Yeah. Well, if I only had a concealed weapon, I could...
That's a little more destructive, but I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't get it, man.
I don't get that either.
What's up with it?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask your fellow Iowans.
I will.
See what they say.
I just don't get it, man. I understand ding-dong ditch it. I understand soaping windows and... Mm-hmm. You know,
TP.
Whatever, but I don't get this.
That's weird.
I don't get it.
So it wasn't really bad to clean up then, I guess.
What's that?
It wasn't really bad to clean up?
No, once I got going, yeah.
Once I got the weed whacker going, the old vac going.
Yeah, I had to get my steak knife out and cut it off.
The blower.
Yeah.
Your steak knife.
Like a giant condom on your car.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.